Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
We did have to skip last week because I was in the Big Apple. I was riding subways. I was, doing the thing. I was eating a lot of New York slices. So for that reason, we could not record. But it's good to be back. Steven, I feel like I haven't seen you in like years.
I know. I know. When I saw your face pop up, I was like, hey,
It's
it's weird. Like,
me.
yeah, it's been probably like, well, it's not probably, it's only been 2 weeks, but it feels
Yeah,
like it's been a long
it
time.
feels longer, but yeah, glad to be back at it. So we didn't get to talk about the Oscars because we didn't record. We didn't get to talk about the Miley Cyrus album. So we're just gonna touch on those topics real quick. What were some of your highlights from the Oscars?
Everything, everywhere, all at once, like winning everything
Oh yeah.
really made my heart
Amazing.
full, warm. It was my favorite movie last year. My favorite movie never wins. So I'm quite happy about that. I'm quite happy that Austin Butler did not win an Oscar because that would have made him far too powerful, and all of his antics really pissed me off. So yeah, I just think all the winners were great.
Do you think that now, so I've like really thought about this. Do you think now that all of like the press circuits are done, award season is over, do you think that his voice is going to go back to normal? Like, do you think this was kind of an act to get people to keep talking about him?
Yes.
Okay, same. Like I believe that when the mics are off, the cameras are down, the doors are closed, he's in his hotel room talking to his mom, just the way he sounded on Zoe 101.
What I'm saying. Oh my God, that clip of Vanessa Hudgens walking past him and pretending like she doesn't even see him. Holy shit,
Yes.
and he just looks so offended.
Yeah.
I was like,
Well,
you're
you
the
know
Oscar
what?
nominee. Shut
Yeah.
up.
And first of all, he does owe a little bit of credit to Vanessa Hudgens because she's the one that pushed him to audition for this role. And he had the audacity to, I don't remember what, I sw you know what? I really feel like it was fucking Kelly and Ryan that he was on like a while ago. And they were just like interviewing him about like how this role came to be and blah blah blah. And he said a friend of his, an old friend of his, convinced him to go for the role. And people were like, excuse me, this was your girlfriend of almost a decade. Like, let's put some respect on her name, please.
Also, like, it's Vanessa Hudgens. Just say her name.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who she is.
Right. Like we all know that you dated for like 10 years. So just be like, yeah, my ex-girlfriend, she and we all wouldn't known who that was, told me to go for the role, and it all worked out. That's it. That's it. No.
Shady.
So shady. So fuck him.
Wow, I'm even more happy that she just like completely ignored him.
Yeah, just oof, like just like the wind, just a little breeze blowing by.
Love it.
I think my biggest highlight of the night was both Jamie Lee Curtis and what's his name? Ki Huan Quan.
E Y Kwan. I'm not gonna pre I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm really sorry, people.
Yeah, you guys know who we're talking about. Both of them won for Best Supporting Actor and Actress for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And watching both of their speeches for the first time, cried. Cried. Me and my mom were watching them and we were like, why are we getting so emotional over this? And then, just like throughout the course of that week, they would just like keep popping up on my social media timelines. And I watched them every single time. And every single time I cried. They just
Yeah,
touched me
she
because
gave a really good speech.
both of them did. And
Yeah.
we've talked about this, I feel like a million times before on the show, but I just love when celebrities, when they win an award, it's like you can tell that they're so excited. They don't try to hide it. They don't try to act nonchalant or they're like too cool for school, Like Jamie Lee Curtis was, did you see them? It was like a behind the scenes look. And I didn't know that they did this at the Oscars or any other award show for that matter, where they were like carving her name into the plaque in front of her and like put it on the Oscar.
Oh no.
So yeah, I didn't know that they did that, which is very interesting. I thought you just like got it mailed to your house a few weeks later after it was
You
engraved.
do for the Grammys at least.
Yeah, well, the Oscars, they're more high tech, I guess. So she's like watching it get engraved, and she's just like so beside herself. She's like, "Look at this! Look at I'm getting it! Oh my God! Look! Everyone, look! Look!" And I'm just like, "Oh God! I love Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, who doesn't? I have such a soft spot for her. I think she's just so amazing. Freaky Friday, like one of my favorite movies."
Yeah, so her win is tough for me
Yeah,
because
I know, but
it's just like, I just don't even get how she was nominated. It's bizarre.
I've
It's
never seen the
weird.
movie, to be honest. I had did not see any of the movie. Oh no, that's not true. I saw The Whale. I did see The Whale.
Yeah, it is bizarre that she's nominated. Like, she does a good job, and like, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but it is weird to give the movie that had a like all Asian cast give it like the supporting actress award to the one white person in the movie. And it's like, I know people say it's like a legacy award. Well, they have Oscars specifically for that.
I
So
mean,
like, it's just hard
yeah.
for me because like, I love her, but I mean, seeing just like Stephanie Soo win that would have just been so heartwarming to see like this three Asian people win an Academy Award. Oh, it would have been so nice. So
I
it's
just,
like, ugh,
yeah.
I'm in the middle about her win.
I get that on one hand, but on the other hand, Stephanie Soo was also very, very excited for Jamie Lee Curtis. You can
Well, of
tell she was
course.
genuinely excited. I mean,
Yeah.
she's, she got to perform at the Oscars. She's part of an Oscar award-winning movie. Being nominated is even just obviously an honor in itself. So, I'm not negating anyone that feels like she should have won, but I just love Jamie Lee Curtis so much. And I think that after spending like what 40 years, 40 plus years in the industry, that like it's well deserved.
Yeah. I mean, I am happy for her. Don't get me wrong. I also would have liked to see Angela Bassett win. Like those three, like would have been great.
So how do you feel about people saying that Angela Bassett was disrespectful for not clapping or standing for Jamie Lee Curtis?
She was not disrespectful.
I don't think
She's
so
allowed
either.
to have a moment to be like sad.
I think so too.
She didn't go
Yes.
out and be like, "Fuck Jamie Lee Curtis, this bitch took my award." She just was in the moment. She wasn't able to clap for somebody else. Who
Yeah.
cares?
I totally agree. I don't I like listen, if I was Angela Bassett, obviously I want to win that award. I want that award. I feel like that award is mine. And if I didn't win it, then sorry, I'm not going to give you a standing ovation and clap for you. That's just not what I'm doing. I'm going to sit in my feelings and I'm going to process it, and then I'm going to move on eventually.
Yeah, I mean, this is her second Oscar nom and her second loss. She was a little sad about it. She's
Yeah,
allowed
and
to be.
that's perfectly fine. Like these people are human beings and they have emotions, and sometimes that emotion is not always happiness and praise and excitement.
Yeah, I feel like it was a very small minority who actually thought that what it was disrespectful.
Yeah.
I feel like news just uses it as a talking point to be like, was it disrespectful? Because I feel like very few people actually cared.
Yeah.
I feel
I
like it was just
could
one of
see.
those talking points in the media for people to be like, was Angela Bassett disrespectful? Like comment, like, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, just like a headline grab.
Because like, who actually thought that? I mean, I know some people did, but it's
Yeah.
like she's
It's
allowed to be
like
sad.
right, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on the Oscars. Miley Cyrus's album. How do we feel? How are we feeling?
But yeah, we haven't even, I don't even know anything. I don't think I saw you post anything. We haven't talked.
No.
Okay. First listen. Fucking hated
Okay.
it.
Okay.
Second, third, fourth listen. I've listened to it a couple times because I love Miley's voice. I've come around. I've come around.
Okay.
It's a good pop album. It's good.
That's how I feel. I feel like it's good. I'm gonna be honest, I was expecting a lot more. I can definitely tell though when, she said that the album is kind of like in two acts. I can definitely get that concept. At first, I was like, what the fuck is this song Headstand? I don't get it. I don't like it. It sounds like just like static electricity. But now I'm like, maybe it's kind of a serve.
Oh my God, I fucking love Handstand. Like,
Okay.
okay, except for the talking in the beginning.
Oh,
We
yeah.
sailed on the neon dinghy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But like the half where she actually sings, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, baby. Turn it
The
up.
fucking handstand. It's so
Oh, turn it up.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
I love Jaded.
Yeah.
I
Cause
love
that sounds
Rose
like a
Colored. Yeah.
Jaded sounds like something from her last album.
I love Rose Colored Lenses. I really love River.
I
I
think my
like
favorite is Violet Chemistry.
that one is also great. Muddy Feet. Oof.
I
Get the
like the
fuck out of my
vocals.
house with that shit. Ah, God,
Yeah,
fuck
I
you,
love the
Liam
vocals
Hemsworth.
on that one. Some of her songs, I'm just like, I don't really know what she's saying.
What do you
Like
mean?
they'll be like catchy, but at the same time, she'll just like rhyme shit, like in lines will just like not make sense. Like a thousand
Yeah.
miles, what the fuck is that song about? I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, true. Truly can tell you. She does talk a lot about red lipstick, red painted nails, and I was like, I'm not really sure like what this is supposed to represent, but she says it like in two or three songs. So I don't
Yeah.
know. That's something for me to analyze when I'm more into my AP English mood.
Right. Yeah, there'll be certain like even like songs like I will really like the chorus and then the verses I'll just be like eh on some of them. I like you, I really like her vocals, but she rhymes too much. There's too much rhyming. Got some baggage, do some damage. Like it's
Yeah.
like some horse in a carriage. It's like come
Horsey
on,
in a
shut up.
carriage.
Shut
I feel the same.
up.
Yeah, overall, I think I'm gonna give it like a 7 out of 10.
That's exactly what I would give it. Also,
Okay.
why is Flowers demo on there? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't care. Give me another song that I haven't heard yet.
Which I think she's gonna have a part two of this album,
When
which
would
is
she
what
say
it
that?
sounds like. Because, or at least a deluxe version, because Tish Cyrus said her favorite song is not on this album. We haven't heard it yet.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, well, maybe it just like got scrapped, but
No, the way she said it was like, we haven't heard it yet, which makes me think there's going to be like a part two or like a deluxe. So
well, okay.
we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, glad we're on the same page. So
Yeah.
yeah.
The first time I heard it, though, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I was like a little underwhelmed, but then I got to Muddy Feet and I was like, I want to like bang down doors. I wanted to throw
Yeah.
drinks on men. I
Yeah.
wanted to like headbang. I wanted to push someone into a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of get it more now that I've listened to it a couple times. And like I said, Handstand, the first time I heard it, I'm like, she could still pass on the talking part,
Yeah.
but oh my
Everything
God.
else. Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. All right, let's move on to Law Roach, who quickly after the Oscars announced that he was leaving fashion. Excuse me, and leaving the industry. And I'm still a little confused by this because this man is huge as a stylist. He's like Zendaya's right-hand man. He also styles, I think, Celine Dion, Hailee Steinfeld, like so many of your favorite people, these styles.
He styled Ariana Grande before.
Yes, I think he did her Grammys look in 2019 with that gray dress.
Priyanka Chopra, like the
Well, that's where this issue comes in. And I'm confused. So he made a statement saying, like, I'm done with the lies and just like the tomfoolery, basically.
Yeah, he's
And
like, there's so much politics. I'm like, what?
yeah, he's like, you guys got me, you win. I'm like, who's you guys? Who's winning? Who's losing? I'm not quite sure what's going on. And then it comes out that So at first, it was just like an anonymous person who said that someone he was styling, their team called him and said that he made her cry, told her that she wasn't sample size and like he couldn't style her because of that reason. And then it turns out this was Priyanka Chopra, Jonas. Can't forget the Jonas. And he's like denying that that ever happened. And she's saying that, or her camp is saying that it did. So what's the reason? What is the reason?
Yeah, I don't really know how to feel about that because I don't know either of them enough to really be taking sides or have a strong opinion one way or another, but that seems like a wild reason to retire.
Yeah, just because
Because
you made one person upset, if that even did happen at all.
right. Also, like I feel like as a stylist you have to be kind of harsh sometimes. Not like that kind of harsh, because that would be really awful. But you do have to be harsh.
Yeah,
And be
you have
like,
to.
no, this is how you need to fucking look, because this is my job.
Yeah, and you just have to be like, this is not flattering on you. This doesn't fit you correctly. Let's find something else that we can
Right.
both that we both like, that I feel good about, you feel good about.
Right.
And yeah, we can both go on our merry ways. And I feel like even if he did tell Priyanka Chopra that she's not a sample size, it's like, one, she's not, because a sample size is like 0 to 2. And two, what's wrong with that?
That's actually kind of true.
What's wrong with not being a
Well, if he
sample
said
size?
that's why she can't, he can't style her.
Oh, well, yeah, that's different.
That's the, I think, where the problem is. But you're
Okay.
right about
Yeah.
the other part, because that's
Right.
true. She's not.
Yeah, she's you know, she's not huge, obviously,
Not
but
plus size, but like,
no, but she's a full-figured woman, and
yeah.
there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But yeah, if he was telling her like, I'm not fucking styling you because you're not the size of Zendaya, then yeah, that's an issue. But if he's
Yeah.
saying like, hey, we can't style you in these specific dresses because they only come in sample size and you are not a sample size, we're gonna have to figure something else out.
True. That's
I don't
different.
know.
And I guess we don't really know.
I
But
know.
it's just like, where is this drama coming from? Was anybody talking about this? Like, who
I know, I'm confused. Because
like,
at first I was like, oh my God, did something happen with him and Zendaya? Because they're like besties.
yeah,
But,
everyone assumed that's what it was, because that's what he's best
right.
known for.
Exactly. But both of them are like, no, we're good. Like, she was the first one to call him up and be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, do you, I think he said that she was like, do you need me to send you on a vacation?
I saw that. Yeah, everyone was blaming it on Zendaya, but it was not her fault.
Her fault.
I don't know. Everyone was blaming it on her, though, for whatever reason.
Okay, well, let's not do that. Yeah, I'm very confused by this, and also I'm really disappointed because everything that La Roche styles people in is iconic,
Yeah,
obviously.
it's like
Like,
always their best outfits.
yeah, exactly. So I don't fucking know, dude. Who knows? I hope he retracts and is like, just kidding, I'm back.
I just don't get it. It seems like a very big step. You could just be like, I'm only working with one person at a time from now on, or like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to retire from celebrity styling
I know. I don't.
as a whole.
Yeah. I don't
I
get
don't
it.
really
There's
get
got
it.
yeah, there's gotta be something deeper, but who the fuck knows? I don't
Yeah.
know. Oh, well, let's move on to our 2000s girlies. So, Amanda Bynes was seen out and about in LA. And apparently a pretty dangerous part of LA, fully naked and coming down from a mental psychosis, mental illness episode. Not quite sure exactly what it was, but it was something to do with whatever mental illness she has. And she flagged down a car, told them what was going on, and called 911 herself, which is a bright spot in this
Right.
really sad story. So she was supposed to be at 90s Con that had just happened this weekend, or yeah, whatever, a few days ago. And I remember like when it was announced that she was going out, everyone was like, no way. Like, you know, and at that time she had been doing really well. Her conservatorship had just been lifted a year ago. She was getting into fashion, I think, or she's been into fashion, but I think she was set to like start actually like working on a line and just like really get her life back together, crooked heart tattoo and all. But I don't really know what happened. I mean, mental illness is obviously a very tricky thing. We don't know exactly what mental illness she suffers from, but it's obviously something that is completely out of her control. And it's just really, really sad. I feel like a lot of people, including myself, and I feel like you, have a really soft spot for Amanda Bynes. Like, we grew up watching The Amanda Show and like She's the Man and literally every teen rom-com that was out, she was in, and we were watching.
Yeah, her, like, her humor like raised a generation of like the younger millennials to like older Gen Z. Like, I feel like her humor like inspired a lot of us, like the way she went about her humor. Like, I feel like, I mean, so many people talk about She's the Man all the time, like to this day, and just Amanda Bynes's humor. Like, we take so much inspiration from her.
People literally shove tampons up their nose to stop nosebleeding, just to stop nosebleeds because of Amanda Bynes and that movie.
This is true. This is
And
true.
I'm not kidding. Like, that is truly the reason people do that.
Yeah. And yeah, they'll cite that movie too. And just, yeah, like the Amanda Show, like I feel like that was like peak humor for me. It still is. Like, it really tickles my funny bone.
Oh my
Love
God, it's
her.
so good. Like, not even that long ago, my mom brought up Moody's Point, like that sketch from Amanda's from the Amanda
Yes.
Show,
It's
and
like
just like how re yes,
Degrassi.
like how ridiculous it was. And I just remember like me and my cousin would set up all my stuffed animals on the stairs, and we would do like the Amanda Show for them, and just like make up like her own sketches. Like, she truly did like raise a generation. Like, that is mother.
Yeah. So like I just have a soft place in my heart. I mean, even her last Easy A was the last film she ever did, which it's like at least it's a high note because she's so great in that movie.
She's so funny in that.
Yeah,
Yeah, she's
she's
so
perfect.
ridiculous. Yeah. So I, like I said, this there is a bright spot in the story that she was aware enough to flag someone down and call 911 themselves. I hate that TMZ leaked it. I mean, TMZ like leaks all that shit, but I don't like the way they always go about things, you know? Like, I don't know.
Right.
That's a whole separate thing. But I'm just glad that she is now. I mean, she is in a psych ward, which isn't always the most helpful place. But maybe this is like a step to like getting back on like the right medication or like the right dosage, and like it could be so many mental illnesses. It could be a couple mixed all together. It just it could be a whole thing.
Yeah. It's
It is a whole thing.
yeah, I just wish her nothing but the best. I'm glad I've seen mostly positive things about her, like the way people have been speaking out about her, you know, because you don't need to like shit talk her in this moment. Just
No,
like
like
don't say anything.
this is very much obviously someone who needs help and wants help.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hopefully she gets that and we can get her back on track. So,
I sure hope so.
yeah. But speaking of our 2000s girlies, we're going to end it at like a little bit of a high note here. Lindsay Lohan is pregnant, and this is someone who really a phoenix rising out of the ashes. Like, this is what I want to see from our 2000s girlies. She has been in a terrible Netflix holiday movie, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that's a great thing for her. Like,
It is.
people were talking about that movie when it came out. She got married in a private ceremony. She's back doing what she loves, and now she's pregnant, and Paris Hilton just had a baby not that long ago. So our 2000s girlies are building their empire. They're
They really
building it up.
are. I love the Lindsay Lohan Renaissance.
Love
She's
it.
really worked on herself over the last like 5, 6 years. She's great. I'm so happy she's in these horrible, cheesy movies. That's where she belongs.
That is exactly where she belongs. I do not want to see her in any like serious biopic, no dramas, a comedy. Sure, we'll do a comedy, but I want like these terrible, like straight to Netflix, straight to DVD movies.
Yeah, exactly. This is that's her niche, and she needs to stay there, and I love
Yes, thank you. Glad we all agree.
it.
But just so happy for her. I'm just so happy that she's on the ball. She's
Yeah.
building her life. Like back in like 2008, 9, like she was fucking doing coke under the tables at clubs and going to rehab and getting
Yeah.
arrested. And but you know what? I just feel like she's proof that like if you like really want to change your life, then you can. And she obviously has like access to different resources than a lot of
Right.
normal people do. But I mean, like, it's still a thing that like if you want to get help, you can get help.
Yes.
And you can change your life.
Yeah.
So what an inspiration.
I know. I love her. I'm so happy for her and
Yes.
always wish her nothing but the best.
Truly, truly. All right, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right. My roast kind of goes to that Swarm TV show. You know what I'm talking
Oh,
about?
yeah, isn't Donald Glover like producing it or
Yeah,
directing
I
it,
think he's
something?
directing it. Me, I don't know if he wrote it also. I think he also wrote it. I watched the first two episodes and it is kind of intriguing and I will probably continue to watch it, but it feels like disrespectful to Beyonce.
So
Like, how do they get away with this shit?
I don't necessarily know what it's about. I just know it's like extreme stan culture.
Yeah. So it's not really a spoiler because like you get it from the trailers, but basically this girl is so obsessed with Naja, who is a 26-time Grammy winner winning pop star who is literally just Beyonce. All the visuals are like Beyonce. She has twins. You know the suits from that they wear in the Louvre in the Apeshit music video. There's a picture of her and her man's wearing those exact same suits. The Lemonade visuals are pretty much the same. She does a surprise album drop. The name for the stan group is called the Swarm, you know, like the beehive. Like, it's literally, I feel like it's so disrespectful.
Couldn't
But
they
basically,
at least try to be a little bit original?
right, I was like, you could have just made it like a generic pop star, you know?
Yeah.
And so basically, this girl's like so obsessed, she ends up turning to like killing.
Oh.
Yeah, but like
Like killing
it's
people that
so
don't like this pop star?
kind, yeah, kind of like I don't want to
Okay.
spoil things, but
All right, well,
yeah,
whatever.
she's yeah, it's something. Yeah, it just feels like disrespectful to Beyonce to like take that much of her image and her likeness because it's like not even like inspired by, like, that is literally Beyonce.
Yeah, I guess. Like literally down to the fact that you're wearing the exact same suits from the Apeshit music video. Like what the fuck is
Yeah, it's weird. And like there's like this one scene where she's like to this guy, who's your favorite artist? And he was like, I don't know, this rapper or something. He only has one Grammys. Naja has 26. And she's like so fucking crazy. And I'm like, you know what? This is accurate.
that? Yeah. You know what? That was besides like the murder part, that was me when I was like 13 with One Direction.
Yeah.
So,
This woman's grown.
okay. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. I'll probably finish it off. Chloe Bailey's in it. Billie Eilish is in it, but I haven't seen her character yet.
Okay, interesting. I think I knew
She
that
plays the
actually,
cult
but
leader, I guess.
okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of interested. Yeah, they definitely went for like a Euphoria vibe with all the like lighting.
Oh God, of course, of
Like, of course, you know what I
course.
mean? Like, of course they did. But it's an interesting premise, so I think I'll stick with it. It's only like 7 episodes or something, so.
Yeah. All right.
But just a little disrespectful to Beyonce, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Unless you like gave the writers permission, but I don't really really seen that happening.
I don't see her doing that. I know, I just saw somebody saying some shit like what do they post? They're like, Donald Glover's not getting a birthday post from Beyonce anytime soon. It's like they work together too for Lion King. Like they should be friends or like whatever.
Weird.
Anyway, I just feel like I had to talk about that show in some capacity. It's kind of wild. Okay. And my toast goes to Romy Coppola, who is the daughter of Sofia Coppola. And she, I don't even know how old she is. She's like a
I
teenager.
think
And
she's
she,
16.
yeah, she is a 16-year-old, like through and through. Oh my God. She just like posted this TikTok and it's already been deleted, but like obviously people saved it on Twitter and everything. She's like, hey guys, come make some vodka sauce pasta sauce with me. I'm grounded because I tried to use my dad's credit card to charter a helicopter to go visit my friend. And then she's just like going on and on. She's like, yeah, my parents don't want me to be a nepotism baby, but I just want to get famous on TikTok. And then all of a sudden, there's like this guy in the background. She's like, hey, that's my babysitter's boyfriend because my parents don't trust me or something like that. It was just like so, it's so funny, which I also think it's funny because it's like Sofia Coppola herself is a nepotism baby. Like, girl, you wouldn't have had that Oscar without your dad.
True.
Like,
True.
one of those famous directors of all time.
Yeah.
But I don't
That's
know.
funny.
I love it. She's acting like a 16-year-old. She's joking about nepotism, which is like a hot topic in air quotes right now. And yeah, she's just, I love it because like she doesn't live in the real world. She never will. And she's
You're
acknowledging it.
getting grounded for trying to charter a helicopter. Like, if I ever got grounded, like I got grounded when I was like 6 years old because I lied about putting away my Barbies. You
Right.
know, like
Right. Yeah, it's not.
like 16-year-olds get grounded because they came home after curfew, not because they tried chartering a helicopter.
Yeah, I love it. It's just like unhinged. It's perfect. It's so 16-year-old, brutally honest. I want more of this. I want to see all the celebrities' children. I mean, I know this is how the Kardashians are going to be in a couple years, so
Oh yeah.
the Kardashian Wests, whatever.
Kardashian, West, Webster's,
Would I, you know,
Thompson.
yeah, well, just
Yeah.
Kardashians. That's fine. But yeah, I just love it. I want more of it. It's like Scott Disick's kid.
Oh, Mason?
Yeah. But not he
Yeah.
not as not as bad,
No, but
but
yeah.
yes, like tell all, please.
Yeah. We got in big trouble for that. All right. My roast goes to Freddie Prinze Jr. because, okay, this is the person that played Fred in Scooby-Doo. And I'm roasting him because it's like, again, you just don't need to talk. We don't need to hear all this shit. He said that he regrets being part of the Scooby-Doo movies and that he would not be down to do another one of them. And that is just so disappointing and angering to hear. Because why would you regret being in a movie like that? Those movies are absolutely iconic. I love them. I used to watch them all the time when I was younger. I will still watch them now, given the opportunity. But so, like, why do you regret that? And, like, truly, like, what do you do in Freddie Prinze Jr.? What?
Yeah. You know the last thing I saw him in? A dishwasher detergent ad with his wife. That
Okay.
is the last thing I saw him in.
And okay, there you have it. He's just fucking bitter over something. Because what? The guy that plays Shaggy's got a better getting better gigs or something.
Like
Or the I forget her name. Linda.
Cardinale, I
Yes,
think.
she's on the ups and she has been for her entire career.
Yeah,
Like,
Sarah Michelle Gellar is doing great too. She's always
yes,
in
your
stuff.
own wife, like.
It's just like it's just weird to me when he's a man known for doing like rom-coms, like cheesy rom-coms. Like
Okay.
he's not, it's not like he's an Oscar-winning actor.
Yeah, like, come on, dude. I just don't understand, like, why you regret it and why you say you regret it. Because it's not like those movies are like terrible.
No. Oh my God, those movies are beloved.
Yes, they are by thousands, by millions of people, okay?
Ask anyone our age, they love that movie.
Yes, both of them.
Both of them, yeah. And yeah, like Matthew Lillard, who plays Shaggy, he still talks about that movie fondly, thank God.
Thank you.
I've never seen Sarah Michelle Gellar say anything bad about it. I don't remember if she said anything good about it, but I believe she would.
I hope she fucking ripped her husband a new one when he got home from doing that little press, whatever outlet he was talking to.
Right. If you don't want to do another one, that's fine. But you don't need to say you regret it because that's just
No.
rude.
It is
I
rude.
don't want to
It's
hear it.
disrespectful to me and my culture, actually.
Exactly. Because I'm going to watch that movie and be like, wow, he fucking hates his life here.
Yeah. So fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so my toast. Now hear me. Now hear me clearly. I am not toasting to Taylor Swift. I am toasting to her stage production because it is beautiful. It is stunning. It is gorgeous. It is iconic. It is legendary. Everything I've seen from it, the visuals, the little clouds that float around. I think it's people move like moving that around, but whatever. The little clouds moving around during Lavender Haze, the stage diving, all the way that, although the way that she dives into the water is weird, but I digress.
It's fine. It's kind of
It is, it is.
iconic
Just everything. The outfits are stunning. I love it. I love it. It's such a feast for the eyes.
Yes. Like, even me, a hater, could enjoy that concert.
Yes. I hate the set list mostly because it's not all red.
That's fair. I didn't even pay attention to what it was because I
She's
didn't really
playing
care.
44 songs, and the show's duration is like 3.5 hours or something like that.
Okay, those Swifties are getting what they paid for, at least.
Yes, they are. But I just can't imagine like doing that night after night. You know, because when Ariana Grande was on her last tour and she did like 25 songs or something, and you know, she's doing choreography and she's running around and she, you know, she has the voice that she does. She said that like after a show, her voice just feels like very stretched out. So I
Yeah.
can't imagine doing twice the amount of songs and going for twice the amount of time and doing that every single day.
No, if
That
I
is
did three karaoke
wild.
songs, my voice would be shot.
Oh God, you know it. You know it. I can barely get through one because I'm usually dancing and put on a performance. So, oh.
Well, you know what? This is why she's gonna get the highest grossing tour of all time. Okay, you know what? At least she's giving the people what they paid for.
Yes.
She's doing what she's showing up, okay?
She is. She is. I'll give her that. Yeah, she did, you know, put I'm sure she had a hand in coming up with the concepts for everything,
Oh, for
but
sure.
yeah.
But
But, you know,
she still has
her
the
per
stage presence of a milk dud, but
a milk dud. She
that's the first thing that came to my
really
mind. I because like I've still never seen her give a performance worth all that money. The production, oh my God, amazing. True,
Yes.
truly.
Yeah.
But I watch her perform and I'm just like, it's so mediocre.
It is. It is.
It's not always bad. Sometimes it is bad. Then the rest of the times it's just mediocre.
And I think that we as a society just need to accept that, you know.
Yeah. But whatever. Call
But
me a
I
hater. I
digress.
am.
Yeah, we are. This has been established, like, you know. But yeah, I don't even hide it anymore. It is what it is.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, come for me, Swifties. We're ready.
Listen, we're giving kudos where kudos is due.
Yes, I'm telling. Yes, see, I am someone who can give credit where credit is due. I will eat my words from time to time if it is deserved.
Yeah.
And in this
Yeah.
instance, it's like somewhat deserved. So there you go.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. That's it, guys. That's it. You guys know where to find us on Instagram, popping up about pop culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and get ready for Charli XCX and Jack Antonoff doing the music for a movie that Anne Hathaway is going to be in playing a pop star. Charli XCX said that Anne Hathaway will be mothered, and I think all of us will be mothered
Oh
after
my God,
that.
I can't wait. Opening night.
Oh, absolutely. Front row. Not front row. That's the worst.
Not
That's the worst.
front
That's the worst spot in the movie theater. Back row. Back row in the middle.
Back row.
Yes, you will see me in the last row on opening night. All right.
Yep.
We will talk to you guys later. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.